Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. If you've applied for a job lately, you may have been asked to check a box about whether you have a criminal record or felony. For many, that's not a problem, but for thousands of ex-felons in Delaware, it is. To help with workforce reentry, the nonprofit Delaware Center for Horticulture's Branches to Chances program introduces the formerly incarcerated, homeless, or unemployed to horticulture while working toward job placement and building work-life skills. The center recently celebrated the graduation of 7 program participants. This week, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon is joined by Branches to Chances coordinators Robert Harris and Bonnie Swan to learn more about the value of these workforce reentry programs.
Congratulations on another graduation. Before we get to that, let's unpack the Branches to Chances program. I know it lasted 9 weeks. Bonnie, we'll start with you here, but again, Robert, feel free to chime in. When we say participants, we're mainly talking about individuals who were formerly incarcerated, homeless, unemployed, people even in recovery, right? That's who mostly makes up this program?
Yeah, generally people who are looking to improve their lot in life, who are hoping to find a trade, an occupation, or just a job.
Yeah, and Robert, you actually, it's funny, you had said off air before we started this, just people trying to get back really on their feet, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Kyle. We have people that are just trying to find a new niche in life, you know, something that, you know, they heard about the program through other people, and, you know, they're not really involved in anything right now, and they're just trying to find a new lease on life.
Branches to Chances launched in 2009, correct me if I'm wrong, but this program in one form or another has been around for a while. How does it prepare the individuals we just, you know, talked about? How does it prepare them for reentry into the workforce? What skills or tools does this help develop or nurture?
Well, we try to give them the broadest possible base of knowledge and skill so that they are prepared and supported when they graduate. So we, you know, horticulture is sort of the context for all of the life skills that we want our people to begin to acquire when they start Branches to Chances. So they'll have a lot of classroom education, mostly participative, hands-on kinds of learning in horticulture and related topics like landscape design, native plants, information that they need in order to be able to take care of plants, because the goal of the program is to find a job in landscaping at the end of the 9 weeks. But we also have learned over the years that our trainees need a lot of support or benefit from support. So we provide them with our partners, workplace skill training, wellness counseling, computer literacy, financial literacy classes, all to help them sort of get the details of their lives straightened out so that they're prepared to work when they graduate. Right. We also this year tried something new, which was to have a case manager working with our trainees on different aspects of their lives. You know, some of the trainees come to us with a need for housing, or they need to get their finances straightened out, or they need to continue their education, get a GED, take care of fees and fines that are holding them back. And Bob and I decided that it was too much for us to run the program and keep track of all those development needs that our trainees had. And so we contracted with Jewish Family Services to have a case manager visiting with our trainees once a week. The feedback we got from that is good. So we try to give them a well-rounded experience that touches on different aspects of life that can be challenging when you're coming back from a hard time or getting started.
How does Branches to Chances work then? Like, what does life specifically look like? Again, you really eloquently laid it out. These individuals, every single case is so much different than the next, but all of them come together in this program where there are common threads. What does life look like for the program's participants during those 9 weeks?
Well, it's a mixture of classroom time in classes working with the public landscapes crew so they get more hands-on experience, taking field trips so that they can see other gardens and see what the world of horticulture looks like, and exposing them to the different kinds of jobs that are available in the industry. So they spend a lot of time at the DCH, but they also get out into the community. And whenever we visit a garden, we try to volunteer there as well, so that there is an aspect of community service to all of the trips that we make.
Kyle, I'm a proud graduate of the Branches of Chances program. And it's really great to see how it's grown, how it's improved over the years, how we've become more supportive in various areas from the time I graduated to till now. I mean, we accommodate them in a whole lot of different ways that they're going to need when they get back out into society. The Achievement Center is one of the places that we go, and they do mock interviews. They get resumes made. And one of the things that we've implemented in the last few years is how to get a job, but now we have how to keep a job, you know, workplace etiquette. And, you know, it's a totally different life for some of the people that are coming through the program, because some of them never had jobs before. Some of them never have completed anything before. And it just makes them feel really good to get a certificate for completing a computer class. And the field trips are amazing, you know, because some of the places that we go are so close. You know, Winterthur is right up the street from here, and they've never seen anything like that, how the DuPonts, you know, how they lived. And I mean, it's just amazing. You know, they think it's a hotel and not, you know, someplace where a single family lived. Yeah. Chanticleer, Longwood. I mean, it's just amazing, you know, the different type of gardens that we go to and the exposure that we give them. Davy Tree Service, they come in and show them that aspect of horticulture, how they climb trees, cut down trees, and they give them an opportunity to put on a harness and climb themselves. It's just a wonderful feeling, you know, just to see, you know, their eyes light up when they, you know, see something new that touches them.
What do you hear from participants, and, you know, whether it's what they gained from the program, how it changed or impacted their life? Are there any sentiments that really stick out to you that you've heard from recent participants? Anything stick out there?
One of the things that come to mind is we do financial literacy, and a lot of the people that come into the program have never had a bank account. You know, whenever they get a job, they have to go to the check cashing place and cash your check. So just about everybody that leaves here out of the program has a checking account, and, you know, they know what their credit score is, and they're on their way to raising the credit scores. But the personal stories of, you know, how they can't wait to get out of the Plumber Center, because we have individuals from the Plumber Center, how they can't wait to get out, you know. And one of the things I'm going to say is that we are a paid program, you know, so while they're in their 9 weeks of training, they are getting paid. So they're able to save money and save towards something. You know, some of them have lived in the Mission, and, you know, they're just very appreciative that we are giving them the opportunity to prosper. You know, a lot of them don't stay in the horticulture field. A lot of them, you know, they may go on to other jobs. One of the guys here, he left here and he went to the food bank because he always wanted to drive a forklift. So he got into the forklift training class at the food bank, and now he's at Bloom Energy down in Newark driving a forklift. Another guy, he got a job at FedEx, driving for FedEx. He always wanted to be a truck driver. So on the weekends, he went to truck driving school, and now he's on the road. And these two individuals that I'm speaking of, they were at Sojourners, which is more or less a recovery shelter type place. So they would get up every morning and leave Sojourners and come here. and both of them, you know, have their own places now.
You know, looking at workforce reentry, though, it's a challenge for so many people out there. Is a challenge for, and programs like this just aren't as common as they should be. That said, from your view, again, as someone who was a participant in this program and a graduate of this program that now helps coordinate it, why do you think programs like Branches to Chances, why do you think they're so important from your view?
I think they're important because they're life-changing. We expose people to things that they've never had exposure to. It's just fun to watch, and it's very, it really warms our heart too. I mean, because Bonnie and I have been doing this for a while, and you know, at the end, you know, we hug and say we made it through another class.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to see people, you know, get out and spread their wings and, you know, see how they do.
Thanks to the Delaware Center for Horticulture's Branches to Chances program coordinators, Robert Harris and Bonnie Swan, and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us. Arts Playlist is next, with a look at the issue of underrepresentation of people of color in art. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.